Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, CIAP sisters!
It's your virtual sisters, Bianca, aka BB.
Shade or Shade, whichever one floats your boat.
And your girl, Jenny from the pod. And welcome to another episode of She's in the Pod,
the safe space for millennial women,
where we meet bi-weekly to talk life, growth, and sisterhood.
Hey guys!
Hey, hey, hey!
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening.
Wherever you are, whatever time you're listening to this.
It's morning for us, but it could be night for you, it could be afternoon, so hello.
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year to everyone.
2023.
Can you believe
we
it?
Live. We made it. We must thank God because
honestly,
the end of last year was a bit crazy with all the sudden deaths and
I feel like that always tends to happen crazy. Towards the
it
end
does.
Of every year.
It really does.
Between like September or December, especially, it just starts to.
Yeah. It's really weird. Like if it's not a death, there's like a weird kidnapping or something. There's
something
just always
going on.
Something drastic. So
not gonna lie though, this is one of my guilty pleasures, and it's really bad to say this. But it was a guilty pleasure was like of the holiday break or December was being up to date on the Tory and Megan Thee Stallion trial.
When you first said Tory, I was like, Tory?
No, Tory Lanez.
I think most people were because sort of watching
The stuff was
I'm
like,
over it.
This can't be real. Mm. Like from the security guard, did you hear about the security guard going missing?
Yeah.
No.
He didn't turn up to court and then suddenly appeared after the court case
Who's
had finished.
Security guard?
Because he's supposed to testify.
Okay.
And he was like, probably being threatened.
All the stuff with Kelsey.
Yeah.
That whole case was a lot.
I'm just glad,
I'm glad that she got justice.
Yeah.
Because there was no doubt about it that, like, she definitely got shot.
Yeah, I mean, was the footage of him speaking to someone.
It was Kelsey,
yeah,
the friend.
And that just made him just.
He basically implicated himself, which was like absolutely crazy. But I was thinking to myself, just the way social media was going on, can you imagine if social media was around when the OJ Simpson trial was happening?
Mm. Oh my God.
Because that trial was like, it's probably one of the biggest trials of all time. And I still watched it. Have you guys watched The People vs. OJ Simpson?
I haven't.
Is
that on Netflix?
Is
it on Netflix?
Watch that show. It's like, I've probably rewatched it like 3-4 times.
Really?
One of the acting is incredible. The casting is incredible. The story is just amazing. Like, since then, it's amazing. But
I need to watch that, yeah.
No, really good. Would 10 out of 10 recommend. Nice. How have you guys' Christmas breaks been or New Year's?
Yeah. I mean, for me, I don't really get much of a break.
Yeah,
apart
you did
from the bank holiday. So I'm still working.
Oh, you're working throughout?
Yeah, you know. I'm professional and all. But yeah, I still got to have like obviously Christmas off.
Yeah.
Christmas Eve and the bank holidays. So it was okay. Yeah, I was pretty chill. Not much going on.
What about Christmas Day specifically? Were you working?
Christmas Day. No, I wasn't. I'd never work on Christmas Day. No, they can't. That's can't make me do that.
Yeah.
Sorry. Even if they pay me twice. But yeah, Christmas Day was good. Had loads of food. You know, my mom, she loves to cook. My mom loves to cook.
And I remember when I came around and she was making this Ghanaian dish or something.
To be honest, she likes to make like different cultures.
Different
foods.
She likes to experiment a lot. So a lot of the time, I'm at the brunt of things.
Yeah. To taste it and you give her your honest verdict.
I can't give her the honest verdict though.
Why not?
Oh my God, she gets so mad. At least 9 times out of 10, it's always really nice.
Yeah,
but if like maybe science not, I'm not really feeling it, and she'll look at my face. She'll be like, "So, what do you think? What do you think?"
Bless her.
She's like, so excited.
Oh my
God,
and she's tired. I'm tired, but yeah, she loves to cook. She loves to like lay it all out, and then afterwards, like, every single year without fail, she'll get me to record her and she'll be like, okay guys, Merry Christmas. This is what I cooked today. And I cooked this today. And this is, and I'm like, oh gosh, we should have our own show. Honestly, she's a character.
Show yeah, your mom has a lot of personality.
She's a character.
Oh, bless. What about you, Shade? How was your Christmas?
Oh, it was lovely. We spent it traveling to different family members. Yeah. So we went to Sam's parents. Mm-hmm. So in-laws, my in-laws for Christmas. Then in between Christmas and New Year, we went to my auntie's. Mm. And that was really nice because loads of our extended family came, all from my mom's side.
Okay.
And it was just so nice. And then we spent New Year's in my family in Essex.
Okay.
So I went to my church, which was really, well, it's not my church anymore, but my parents' church. And it was just so nice being around family. There's just a kind of happiness that I get from being around family that I just don't just get anywhere content. else.
100%.
You just feel 100%. So at peace, at you home. Feel so loved, you feel like you really belong. It's just the best feeling. So it was just a beautiful season. And also it was Sam and I's first Christmas together as well. So that was nice. We didn't really do much together because we were with his family.
Okay.
So I feel like maybe from next year, that's when we'll start to like implement our own traditions.
Yes, that'll be so cute.
And all of that. But I definitely did not want to host this year. So I'm glad we went to.
It's a lot.
To be cooking for morning and you're just on your feet.
It's a lot of energy.
So yeah. And again, lots of food. So
It
was food good. Good. So what about you?
Mine was cool. It was quiet, which was different.
Really?
Yeah, but it was nice. I just, Christmas Day, I was at a close family friend's house. So this family friend, they usually would come before my mom passed. They would come to our house for Christmas Day, in the evenings. So it was they're really close family friends. She has a daughter who's exactly the same age as me.
Okay.
Mm. But then her and my dad grew up together. Mm. So because they both grew up in Luton, Aylesbury, around that side.
Mm.
So yeah, I went to her house. And it was jokes. It was they're family to me. So it was being at family's house. But before I did that, I just kind of did the round. So I went to my sister's house in the morning, dropped off presents for the kids, stuff like that. Was with my sister for a little bit. And then the family friend lives 5 minutes away.
Mm-hmm.
So I was in Deptford.
Mm,
and then went there. And then on my way back to home, I just passed by my dad's house as well. So it was nice. It was different because normally I'm in one place. I've never had a Christmas where on the day I'm doing rounds and stuff. And it was weird to have full just control over my where I'm going and what I'm doing. Normally it's okay, this is what we're doing today. So it was different, but it wasn't bad different. So it was nice. It was peaceful. It was nice that I didn't have to I cooked a little bit and brought to the house, but I didn't have to do too much as well. Which was nice. I just brought loads of alcohol.
That's always nice.
And then New Year's, I was just at church, which was nice because I haven't been to church in New Year's. I don't remember the last time I've been to church in New Year's. It's been a long time.
Where do you usually go out?
So, you know what? So I went out last year when I was in Ghana, but the only reason I went out is because the people who I worked with, Afrochella, they were having an event. But usually I've just been at home. The last few, I normally stay at home New Year's with my family and stuff. Even when I was in Ghana, we just, our neighbours do this amazing display of fireworks. And we'd just bring the kids outside and watch the fireworks and stuff and just be around family. But this year I went to church. So there's a church that's 15 minutes from me, the Tab. So, and it's familiar because a lot of people from my old church go there. It's almost like a smaller version of my old church.
Yeah, is that Rurak?
It reminds me of the Rurak a lot. But just a smaller version, a bit more younger, the demographic. But I went there and it was nice because surprisingly I saw a friend who, he now lives in America. Well, he's from America. He used to live here, but he was one of the guests singers and I didn't know. So when I saw him, I was like, oh, that's amazing. So it was nice to catch up.
Yeah.
Just be in church and stuff like that. And I think now, because I haven't been to the Tab in 2-3 years since they've been in their new building.
Yeah.
And I was always kind of put off because I'd hear that it was a mini version of my old church. And I was like, I don't really want that. But going there, and I went back there on the Sunday for New Year's Day. And I was thinking, okay, do you know what? I think I might make this my home church now. It just makes sense. It's close. I feel at home here.
Nice.
So yeah, it was nice. It was a nice break. Obviously, I had 2 weeks off of work as well. So
fantastic.
Yeah, it was amazing to just not be able to do anything.
Yeah.
But I was saying to my friends, is there not an element of when I was off, I kind of felt guilty, I should be working.
Why?
I don't know.
Why do you feel guilty? You're getting paid.
So. I know. Exactly. But it was just like, I feel like I should be doing something.
No, you love your job. That's a sign that you were getting overworked because. Like, no.
Yeah. Or you really love your job.
Well, maybe that too.
It could be that, but I like, my job's okay, but I don't love it.
I did not feel any sense of guilt. There was even like a couple of days, I shouldn't even be saying, there's a couple of days where I should have been working, but no one really did.
Yeah.
Because it's like the days between Christmas and New Year's.
Yeah.
And so really, they say we should take it off, but I didn't have any more days. So technically, I didn't really take it off, but I didn't work. And I didn't feel guilty.
Yeah, that happens.
Because I just thought. Take
every opportunity.
Every opportunity to take a break, I will take it.
I felt guilty, but. Yeah, we're obviously back now to reality.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I've booked off a week the week after next. So.
Oh, good.
Oh, for your birthday, I guess. Yeah.
Also, it wasn't because I would have booked off maybe a day or two, but it's more so just to spend time with the family because, you know, my sister and brother are coming. So I just want to like be with them, sit with them. And
family
just
first.
Oh, yes. Exactly. Like for me, family it's like, first. I don't know when I'm going to get the opportunity again where we're all, the four of us are in the same place at the same time. Mm-hmm. So taking advantage of it. But yeah, I'm looking for, I hope everybody had a good if you don't celebrate Christmas, but just holiday season and New Year season, and that, you know, we're ready for 2023.
I've seen a lot of positivity like for 2023. It's just a lot of people like putting good things out into the universe. And yeah, I'm excited.
Like I'm really pumped for this year. Really, really excited.
Yeah.
Really excited. I don't even know why, but well, I do because there's loads of goals, obviously, loads of new things happening. But it's just, I feel like this is going to be a good year.
I hope so.
And the thing is, it really depends on you.
Yeah.
It depends on if you want it to be a good year, it will be a good year.
Mm-hmm.
How you start out, how you maintain.
I think it's, I mean, you know, everyone. Curveballs happen all the time for everyone. So I know this year, going into this year, it's going to be different for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a part of life. I think that's what it is. It's like some people have years where it's like, this was the best year of my life. And some people may have, this may be the worst year of something. Like it's the reality. And it's life. It actually is life. Life still happens. It doesn't stop. But I think it doesn't. One thing that I'm learning is no matter what the possibilities are, there should still be hope. There should still be.
Do you know what I mean?
It's a mindset of like, do you know what? I know life isn't perfect, but I'm still going to hope that good things can happen and they will happen.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we're hoping that this is a great year for all of our listeners.
Yeah.
This is our last time going into the new year together as a podcast.
Right. Oh,
yeah. When you say it like that, it sounds so real.
I think we've had really like 3 new years together, 2020, 2021. This is the fourth one. We'll still have another new year together, but not as a podcast. Which is it's all good, and I hope you guys are like, you know, I know it was a bit of a shock to everyone, but we're, you know, onwards and upwards, new things are happening,
and we're leaving with a bang as well. Like we've got so much coming up.
Just got to go with the tide. And go where life leads you at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Let's have a candid conversation. What do you guys, going into this year, obviously, like setting goals and stuff like that, which is a big thing, you know, everyone comes into the new year with this, oh, I'm doing a vision board, I'm setting my goals. Mm-hmm. And all of that can seem so overwhelming, like for, you know, for a lot of people, because it's like, okay, well, what do I do? Where do I start with this? But before we even go into that, what do you guys feel like your biggest struggles were of last year? If you
good
had a
question.
Yeah.
For me, I would say biggest struggles probably maintaining my motivation, my self-motivation just throughout the year. Yeah, last year was a great year for me. Mm-hmm. Obviously, everyone knows I got married, moved. So it was a year of milestones. Yeah. It was a year where I entered new chapters, received great news towards the end of the year. So it was a good year. But I definitely feel like when it came to my own kind of personal goals and my personal passion projects and things like that, I kind of lost a bit of that motivation. And I just think it's because there was so much going on.
Yeah.
And I was so consumed in everything else that I kind of just I don't know if neglected is the right word. That's strong, but
just didn't make room for it.
I didn't make enough space for it, and I wasn't intentional about carving out time to grow like my own personal things. So that's why this year, I know we'll come on to what we hope for this year anyway, yeah. but that's why this year I've taken a very different approach yeah. and I'm kind of ready to kind of just take charge again
yeah.
of mm-hmm. my own personal brand and personal growth.
Yeah.
So I would say that's probably one of the main struggles, I think. Yeah. Just balancing everything, finding yeah. time, obviously transitioning to any new chapter is hard.
Yeah.
yeah.
So just finding time for everything. Obviously now being a wife, there's certain things that I have to do that maybe I didn't do before.
Yeah.
Like just spending time with Sam, mm-hmm. Looking after the home, work, you yeah. know, just different things. So yeah, that's probably one of the biggest things that I struggled with probably towards the end of the year. Mm. Yeah.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. What about you, Jim?
I think like balancing
yeah.
everything was really difficult for me, and like showing up, like I would try as much as possible to show up for myself, of course, but also trying to show up for other people.
Mm.
I found it so difficult, and I just kept thinking, like, is it because I'm busy? Is it? But then even at times where I weren't busy, it's like my mind was still busy. So I found it really difficult, like even during like the summertime where a lot of things were going on. Mm. Obviously I did a lot of great stuff, like with the TED Talk and everything, but still I wasn't fully like satisfied, just because like my mind was literally like on 100.
Yeah, yeah.
And even towards the end of the year, my mind was still like, it's like I couldn't rest.
Mm.
And I felt like it impacted me a lot. I would not respond to messages. I would respond really late. And, you know, I'm not that great with messages anyways, but I felt like it was getting even worse.
Yeah.
So I've noticed that it wasn't really the first time. I've noticed it for a while where like my concentration and everything, and you know, I speak to like my colleagues, and you know, without them trying to like diagnose me or anything like that, I'm like, you know, what do you think is going on? Like I'll try and explain like my situation. Like even if somebody's talking to me, my mind is elsewhere. Like the crazy stuff will come up in my mind. Yeah. And it's difficult because, you know, working in like the field that I work in, it's easy for me to try and diagnose myself and say, oh yeah, I've got this, I've got that. Yeah. But I think I was just really, really stressed. And I realized that I could still be stressed and be achieving great things at the same time. Mm. And balance isn't just about like scheduling breaks here and there, but you've got to make sure that your mind is also relaxed, that you're, you know, because it affects your whole body as well.
You can have breaks, like go on holidays and not feel rested.
You don't feel rested at all.
It's environmental. Like that's one thing I've learned.
That's so
that
true.
Helps, but it helps to induce those moments of like relief, but it's no guarantee.
Very
exactly.
true.
So
very, very true, actually.
That's like one of my aims like this year is just to take care of my own mental health, like properly take care of it. You know, I was talking to Bianca in the car before coming here, like trying to show up for people as well, as much as I can. I think the reality is we're all growing up, we've all got responsibilities and stuff, things like that. But at least if, you know, effort is shown, which, you know, I know I haven't done so much in the past, hopefully that would make things a lot better. So I've got like this diary that I got from, is it Papier? Papier? I think it's a French company.
Papier. I've heard of Papier.
Talking about it.
Yeah.
They have a shop, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Oh, is that Paper Chase?
Oh, that's Paper Chase. Yeah, oh. Paper Chase. It's funny that you knew what I was talking about.
I don't think Paper have a shop. I think they're online.
Yeah.
And they do like diaries and stuff.
I got a diary from them, and you know how you can customize it?
Yeah.
So literally all I wrote on it was show up.
Yeah. Okay.
Right? Mm. So showing up for myself and for other people in the best capacity as I can. So that's like one of my major like aim for this year is to do that. And I think, that will definitely help me in, you know, staying motivated, being, you know, well-balanced as well. And again, just taking care of my own well-being too, because there's no point in doing all these great things if I can't enjoy it properly.
Exactly.
And but when you say showing up for people, what do you mean? Do you mean like... what do you mean by showing up?
So showing up in a, like for my friends, for example, like, you know, if they're going through something, I was saying to Bianca as well, like I've been, you know, told in the past, like, oh, Jennifer, you don't do this and don't do that. And I think it's not solely my fault, but I do want to take more responsibility for like, you know, just be more present in those relationships with my friends. And showing up doesn't mean like showing up physically. It can just be like a phone call. It can just be a message, checking in. And yeah, so that's what I mean in terms of like showing up for other people, even family as well.
So you felt,
I just wasn't. Okay. I was just like in my own bubble, trying to stay focused. It's like my brain was like full of fluffy stuff. There was just nothing in there most of the time.
No, because the reason I ask, it's a really good point. And because I was literally having a conversation with my friend yesterday about this, and just about the fact that obviously when we're all older, which is now, and we're all adulting, it's difficult.
It is
difficult because we're balancing so much. It could be bills, it could be trying to just stay sane, it could be staying on top of work deadlines. But I really think it's a two-way street. It's absolutely not just
But it's also not black or white.
Exactly. And I think there just needs to be an element of grace extended 100%. To ourselves and to others, if that, because and my friend said something that was really interesting. She said, "Well, because someone isn't calling you or isn't physically asking you how you are, doesn't mean they're not thinking about you.
Absolutely,
it could just be that they've got a lot on their mind. But at the same time, if you are the person that you find yourself and you find yourself constantly checking in on someone and you're not receiving the same back, where do you draw the line?
Exactly.
Do you keep extending grace to the person, thinking, oh, they're just busy, they're just busy? So it's difficult, but yeah, it's a good goal. But I just would say, just be careful not to be too hard on yourself and to overstretch yourself. You know, just but it's good that you're self-aware enough to.
Yeah, it's like you said, it's a two-way street. I'm just trying to pull my weight the best that I can. I know I can't do it all the time. Just like somebody else might not be able to, you know, be there for me all the time or check in on me. But it's just being mindful of that. I think I just want to be more intentional about those type of things this year.
Bianca.
Phoebe. What's the question?
What did you What was your own question?
Oh, yeah.
So what did you... what were your struggles
Struggles last year. Discipline. I feel like I could have been more disciplined. Yeah, which is something I'm trying to be more intentional
about
this
area?
Year. Just personal, like just decision making. I think I'm getting better at it now. But I think when I've had a time for the past few years where I've just kind of like been very scared to make decisions, like, and I just, because I've been scared, I just don't do anything. And then I think it's a dangerous place to be in when you're like just not doing anything. Because I think you open yourself to just you accepting anything, because you're like, oh, okay, well, right now I don't want to make a decision, so whatever happens, happens. And that can show up in just lacking discipline or lacking boundaries for yourself, not protecting yourself the way you should. And that's just in a lot of different things, like whether it was work. Like work was quite stressful last year, especially towards the end of, like from September onwards, it was just August, September, it was stressful. Like even just relationships wise, like friendships, romantic relationship, I think it's small drops of just not feeling disciplined or not having enough boundaries. I think maybe that's what I want to say. Maybe not having enough boundaries showed up in different areas. And I definitely feel like I could have spoken up a lot more in certain predicaments. So there's something that I'm definitely, I think therapy has helped me with.
Okay,
So you're still on your therapy journey. How's it going?
I love it. It's something like therapy is something that I may like stop every now and again, have breaks, but I want it to be part of my lifestyle, just like someone goes to the gym. I think it's, for me anyways, I think it's necessary, and I love it. It's just nice to be able to have someone who's outside of everything that is an expert in what they do and say it can give you, you know, honest and unbiased opinions and also educated opinions as well. But yeah, so I think discipline or just having boundaries is important. I think, you know, showing up, same thing, showing up for friends is really as well. Like just the other day I was having a conversation with a friend that like we hadn't spoken in a while because he got married like a year ago.
Okay.
And so I was like, well, cool, like you got married. Especially, I think it's a bit more complicated if they're the opposite sex. Because I'm not trying to be like, yo, FaceTime, you like, normally I call him like, okay, can you come pick me up? I'm here. And we just have a friendship. It's always been like that, brother and sister. But I know that you have a wife now.
Yeah.
And there are certain things that can't be done. But obviously, hearing him talk, he, you know, felt away and he felt like I just neglected him.
All right.
And so we had like a very honest conversation.
Men
so
have like, feelings too.
They do, and I'm happy that he, you know, said what he had to say because he could have just been like, cool, like forget her. But he said what he needed to say, and now you can find a middle ground.
Yeah.
So obviously, it's like with these situations, it's almost like this person thinks that and this person thinks this, or they're assuming two different things. But with that, you can find a middle ground. So. Even showing up for my friends a bit more. Sometimes it's incredibly difficult to show up when you are going through your own stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Or like when it's not even like you're going through something crazy, but just life is so busy. Hectic.
It's busy.
That like it's the moment busy. You do have to rest, your mind is still not even resting. Do you know what I mean? Like your body's resting, but your mind isn't. So you don't have the capacity to even have a conversation with someone, even though you want to. So sometimes my phone rings and I just stare at it. Like, I'm like,
I just do the same
thing. Oh, the day is not the day.
And I start thinking of like,
you already know the type of conversation like, it's going to be.
Yeah, you know what it's going to take from you mentally and emotionally. And you're just like,
I found myself
doing that more and more often as the year was like going on. And I was just like, okay, like, I need to figure this out. It's okay to do that sometimes, but that can't be the space I'm in all the time where I just never want to talk. So I would say discipline, boundaries. And just self-belief, I think, really, I think that's
that reminds me, that was one of mine too, actually.
Really, it is like, just believing in myself. Yeah. And I think with self-belief comes with a lot of things, like it's the heading, but then the subheadings are not caring what people think. They are, I would say you're definitely not caring what people think. It's respecting myself and looking after myself as well. The fear as well. It's like, you know, just feel the fear and do it anyways and not waiting for you to not be scared
having
anymore.
Audacity.
Just doing it. Yeah.
Having audacity.
You know, having that audacity to like, if people be like, who does she think she is? That's exactly what I want you to say. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, just not caring
the amount
about
of
that.
Times that I've had that thought last year and it stops me from like posting something or saying something.
Or like something I'll post and then I'll quickly delete it.
Yeah. Because like, I just feel like, oh, people are going to think, what is this? Why is she?
Yeah. Yeah.
Even it could be minor things, like even like promoting my mom's event today. Yeah. I was just so nervous about it. I don't know why. Because I just thought, oh, like people be like, what is this? I don't know. You know, you just overthink things.
No, trust me,
and things like self-belief. Yeah. That's actually, when you said that, it just triggered so much. Because I remember even Sam was like, Shelly, you really need to just believe in yourself.
Yeah.
Even for things like at work,
asking
for promotion or wanting to show my capability. Mm-hmm. It was just so crippling and nerve-wracking for me. So that's definitely another thing I'm going to work on this year.
So hopefully, and I think being around the right people.
Yeah,
that's a major thing.
And
also, like,
community
for me, it's the how honest you're willing to be with yourself about like where you are. Because if you don't open your mouth to say, this is how I feel, or this is where I'm at, the problem can't be solved. Do you know what I mean? Especially when it comes to community. Because then, if I'm around all these amazing women who I know are encouraging, who are inspiring, but I'm not saying, well, this is how I feel. There's no opportunity for us to have community moments, to have moments of vulnerability or authenticity because I'm just not being honest with myself, or I'm just, you know, putting on a pretense. So yeah, I would definitely say those were my struggles, and hopefully this year work on them a bit more and just enjoying life, not feeling guilty for enjoying life.
Yes, that's it.
Absolutely. Like, I just want to travel.
Don't
want
to waste my day.
Do you know what I mean?
Want to spend them on
enjoying life. So okay, so going to this, I know time is short, but quickly, if you had to mention one thing that you're looking forward to this year, what would be that one thing? And then we'll quickly go into like how one or two things.
I can't even think.
quick, on your feet.
My brain.
I've got a couple of things.
Okay, go on, Shelly, you start.
I've got a couple of things. Entering a new chapter.
Yes.
And potentially launching something new.
Yes. Exciting.
Yes. Launching something new and just developing my personal brand again.
Yeah.
I know I keep saying personal brand, but that's really what it is for me. Like just developing that again, reigniting that brand.
Yeah.
Like what is Shadow known for?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Developing that again and not just being a shadow of myself, but really just stepping into my purpose, walking into my purpose and living it more.
Yeah.
That's what I'd say.
Exciting times.
We're
looking forward to seeing all of it.
Yes.
Exciting. Jen, what about you? You thought yet? You've probably got 1,000 things.
That's the thing. I do. Like, I have so many things that I want to do. And I guess that's one thing I'm going to take from next, from last year that I did, was just be more audacious.
Yeah.
There were so many things where I like, you know what, I'm going to do, I'm going to go for it.
Yeah.
Some things I didn't get and some things I,
you did,
you know, got or was recognized for.
And the worst thing you could get is like a no.
That's it.
That's the worst thing.
It's
that's
just
it. That, and it hurts just a little bit. Then you move on.
Exactly.
You move on, yeah. So I want to have that same, I want to have that same
energy.
Vim, you know?
Yeah.
So same energy
facts.
This year. Just the going bravery. For stuff. Yeah. Being like, yeah, just going for things and putting my mind on things as well that I, you know, have got on my bucket list, on my goals list. And just being okay with the fact that, okay, if it doesn't happen this year, there's always next year. Or there might just be something else that comes up.
Yeah,
like, for example, okay, this Mercury... So I got shortlisted for the Mercury Books Writer's Prize, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've never once thought to myself, oh, I'm going to become a writer. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, that's something I want to do. At most, I was writing... Do you remember Wattpad?
Yes.
What's that?
Wattpad, sorry. So Wattpad, So it used to be like, it's like this, it used to be a community of people just writing stories here and there. There were loads of like spelling mistakes. It was very much like, you know, people just being creative. So I remember I used to write stories as well, like short stories, and you get people commenting and things like that. So at most, that's the most I'll do. And it's just because I love to read and I love to like, I love being in that community. So I just randomly, I just saw like a tweet from Mercury Books saying that they were looking for, that they were opening the competition again. And I thought, do you know what? I'm gonna apply.
Just
I didn't think anything of it.
Just jump.
I mean, I applied like 2 days before the deadline. I told Ray as well, who's like my manager and helps me out with stuff. She's like, yeah, go for it. Like I come to her with like the craziest stuff. And lo and behold, I got shortlisted. And I was so shocked.
Yeah.
I said, have they made a mistake? You know, have they? And I remember the day I was going to Fort Park as well. So they invited us for like a camp. And I saw, so you know, it's Penguin that runs the whole thing as well. So I saw so many agents, people who worked in publishing. And it was like a total new world for me.
Even
and
being
in that
room itself is like a prize in itself.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, I just thought to myself, if I can... It doesn't matter if I win it or if I don't win it, but if I can get this far just by putting myself forward,
that's the thing.
God knows what else I could do.
Yeah,
so that is the same energy
that's,
I want.
That's
to
it,
say.
And
that's
you just won't know if you don't.
You won't know.
If you, like, let's say you were too nervous and you allowed that nervousness to cripple you and to not even allow you to get to the stage of applying,
like
you probably would have never met those
publishers.
I
found out the other day that Forbes 30 under 30, you have to apply for it.
I did not know that. I didn't know that until I saw a comment sometime last year, actually, very recently, and I thought, what?
So
I could just apply for this. I was thinking, oh my gosh, these guys are special. They've been selected. They've been nominated.
I didn't know that.
You applied
for it. Life is all about putting yourself out there. I'm telling you. And I didn't know that either.
I had
like very recently.
You'd be so surprised.
Even look at the way like award shows work.
Oh yeah.
If you notice, maybe a couple of months ago, you would see artists saying, for your Grammy consideration, it means they want to be considered for the nomination. So, but like, it's not nomination, but it's the process before that, where it's like I'm putting my music. So you have to, and that's how all award shows work. You have to put yourself forward to be even nominated.
See, I didn't even know that like, because a lot of the time you think, oh, one special person in the high of highs is going to just select me.
There's a lot of work that goes behind the issue.
For me, it's just knowing what's out there to put myself forward for.
Yeah,
and so that's what I really want to be able to do this year is connect with the people, connect with the right platforms that
it's
I
all
know
about
what the opportunities are that are out there that I'm just like, oh, I didn't know about this. I don't want that to be my excuse.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
If anything, it's like more so the fact that, okay, maybe I just didn't go forward for it, but I want to know about these things.
There
you know what
go.
I mean? So, but yeah, that's exciting.
That's
though.
Life. Yeah. Putting yourself out there.
I'm excited for this year. What about you? I'm excited to turn 30.
Yeah. Woo!
Yeah, I'm definitely excited. I've a week now. Monday today, so next week Tuesday, 30. Just looking forward to it. I was saying to my best friend yesterday, we were laughing. I was like, my 20s always took me out, man. They really did. Like, it was hard. My 20s were very hard. I can't lie and say they weren't. It was, for me, it was more hardship than it was like enjoyment and stuff. And that's part of life. That's some people's journeys. And I'm cool with that. I'm just looking forward to saying bye to my 20s. And just having a new decade, a more confident version of myself, a more reassured version. I'm looking forward to it. I don't know what my 30s are going to be like. I'm nervous. I'm anxious as hell. But I'm just looking. It's crazy that the next like a big birthday is going to be 40th. I'm like, oh my God.
Oh
the,
my
next,
gosh.
The next zero you know will literally be 40. Yeah. But that's, I say it's a while away, but I remember turning 20 like it was yesterday.
Okay, yeah.
So, I remember my 20th birthday. So it's like, okay, cool. It's going to go, but just enjoy every moment. So yeah. I'm just looking forward to the next couple
of
weeks.
And they say 30 is where it's at. Like the
I'm looking forward to it. I really am.
That's
I'm
what people say is where you are the most confident. Yeah. It's like your 20s with money, they say.
Yeah.
And you're just so self-assured.
Yeah.
Which is why when you see a lot of 30-plus-year-olds, they're just so confident. Yeah. They use with confidence. They don't care.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to just obviously the next couple of weeks will be a lot of like festivities, celebrating with my family and friends and stuff like that. And then what else? Looking forward to seeing what happens with Brand Her Well this year.
Yeah.
As well. Yes, hopefully that is something that does evolve this year.
Very excited for the accountability group as well.
So we have an accountability group which is now full. And we're launching that next month. And that's just really like for women to come together and really just have a group of women they can really just lean on throughout their journeys in the year, whether it's for personal reasons or professional reasons. So looking forward to that. And yeah, I think that's just me, just this new decade of my life and see what, like I, for the first time ever, I have been a pessimist most of my life. I'm not going to lie to you guys. I've been a pessimist and I'm not going to lie for valid reasons. Because every time I've got in my home, something comes and like knocks me over.
Yeah.
But for some reason, I feel very optimistic about this year.
That's good.
And I feel very, and it's scary a little bit because obviously in the past, you know, you feel good about things and life happens, but life's going to happen.
Yeah.
It is. So for me, I think this year is going to be a good year for me. I'm hoping fingers crossed. I'm just settling more into everything, like with my faith, being more assured with that, just relationships, all of that. So looking forward to it and seeing what happens after, you know, as much as it's sad, just what is going to happen with all of us after we close the chapter of She's in the Pod.
Yeah,
and just seeing how we all evolve and how we all mature and our individual journeys. And I know we're all going to be supporting each other just as we are now. So I'm looking forward to it. Just to close up a roundup, what would you guys say? Because I think what we were talking about with the, you know, at the beginning with mood boards and not mood boards, but like vision boards and
goals,
all like setting goals and stuff like that. And I like this episode we were talking about, I was like, okay, I don't want it to be so much where people feel almost bad for not having maybe their goals set out this year yet. Or I think sometimes that takes a while. People need to settle into the year first, figure out, you know, that they just need to get their two feet on the ground and then figure out. And then also like not being conformed to one specific way to set their goals. Like, oh, I have to do it this way or it has to be done like this or I have to do that. So in all of that, I don't know if you guys have, I'm sure you have goals that you've already set. And I'm sure as the year even goes on, more goals will be set. It's not like you set all of them now. What would you say you feel as though as this year goes on is going to be one thing that's going to help you stay consistent with achieving your goals? Like if there's anything that you've used in the past that has worked, or is there something new that you feel like you're going to adapt this year, whether it's community, whether it's attending events, whether it's daily routines, is there anything you feel like, okay, this I think is going to help me to stay consistent in getting where I need to get to?
Community for me.
Yeah.
Mentors. So like I even reached back out to my mentor. I've had a mentor for a while.
Yeah.
But we haven't had like formal kind of sessions
busy,
for a while.
Yeah,
everyone's just busy. So funny enough, like last week I reached out to her and said, you know what, this year I really want us to reignite our sessions again. I want us to just formalize it, even if it's just once a month. So I'm gonna really lean on her.
That's
joining the accountability, the Brand Her Work accountability group. Because for me, I think what works best is having a community around me. As much as I have, like, I can implement all these daily routines and they can be useful, it's just hard to stick to them sometimes.
Especially but if really I feel like you did it by yourself.
Exactly. Yeah. But if I have people I can lean on, someone I'm accountable to, and I have to kind of say, oh, okay, I've done this by this date, then that will help me. I kind of work well.
Yeah.
Knowing that I have these things to meet and a time frame in which to meet them, and that I'm accountable to that person. I have to like report back almost.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm definitely going to lean on community this year to keep me accountable. Yeah.
What about you, Jen? I like that, Shadu.
Yeah, that's really good. I think community as well is important. For me, So I meet with my friend slash manager like every 2 weeks.
Okay.
Nice. Where we do check-ins and we've got like a list of checklists that we go through. I think that's just who I am. I am that sort of structured type of person. I need to have lists and just keep reviewing that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what I need to do and what I'm going to do more of this year is also just going to like networking events where I can, meeting with people, because that's how I started.
Yeah.
I started by going to these events, telling people. I remember telling people, I've got this, I've got that. I didn't have nothing. I didn't have a website.
Fake it till you make it.
And I had people messaging me saying, oh yeah, I remember when you said this. And I'm like, okay, cool. Now I really need to get started. I think even though it adds a little bit of pressure, for me, it's good pressure.
Yeah.
Good. And for me, what works is writing things down. Mm. You know, my vision board or whole thingy, certain thing is slightly different this year. It used to be very populated, like loads of different things. But this time I've tried to just hone in on like the key things that I want to achieve.
Yeah.
Some of it, again, like I said, carried over from last year, which is fine.
That's okay, yeah.
And I've seen that quite a lot as well, where people are being more intentional with their vision boards or using different styles that work for them, which is not something I've seen before. So I quite like that. And again, me without a diary, I'm nothing without a diary. So I need to have things written down. And again, like I know we've sort of met as well, myself and Bianca, in terms of, you know, meeting people, telling people your ideas as well.
I think sounding board.
Absolutely. Mm. I think sometimes people tend to be very coy about like what they want to do.
Yeah, keep it
to themselves, which I understand. I get it.
Yeah.
But you know, sometimes you do need to tell somebody
because
they might have other ideas.
As well.
Again, they can ask you in a genuine way, like, "Oh, you know, how's this
going to work?" And how's this?
So I think that's important.
Good.
Yeah.
But I have a question for you guys because I'm hearing you talk, and what about your personal goals with your mental and emotional health? Because I think sometimes when we think about goals and stuff, we think about like, oh, I want to accomplish this and stuff like that.
Mm.
And I think that's one of the things that like, I really want to focus on in the accountability group is like, we're not just thinking about professional stuff, but it's like that balance of, I know we say balance, but it's like, are we okay in everything we're doing?
Because
that's the most important thing. We can't do what we're doing if we're not fully okay.
Yeah.
Like, do you feel like you have anything in place or have you thought about that yet in terms of like how you may want to keep, so what you were saying, Jen, in terms of last year, like your mind was just going at, do you think you have any, is there anything you're going to set in place this year to help avoid that so that you do feel rested, you do feel like, you know, and the thing is for me, because I don't fully know yet, but I just know it's something that I want to think about.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like I know therapy is one of those things, but there's other things too that I need to think about, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, so far, I'll be honest, it's just been like talking to people about it now.
That's good though.
Telling people, hey, look, this is what's sort of going on. Like, it's not necessarily you, it's me, like cliche.
Bringing
it to light and I'm letting people know what's going on. What's helped as well, and I have been using it for a while, but maybe not as consistently, is I'm not promoting it or anything, but like it's good for me. Like Headspace, and like I'm not a meditation type of person. Mm. Like I can't even concentrate for that long. But like they've got like these really short ones.
Yeah.
So that's really helped me out. I'm trying to get back into exercise, but not necessarily just going to the gym, but like picking up tennis again, which is what I was doing before. Again, just to get my mind off things. Because I think one of the key things that led me to just being so stressed and my mind just, you know, being all over the place is I was just too focused on work and working my 9-to-5, working like the speaking stuff. There was just so much going on. Mm. So at least if I've got something where I don't need to use my brain. Then, you know, hopefully that will help.
Resting your mind.
That's a form of resting. Yeah. But at the moment, it's just, I'm just sort of letting people know. And
that's good.
I'm open to ideas and like, you know, what other people think.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's just a thing because I think, you know, sometimes it's overwhelming when you go on social media, you see everyone talk about goals, and it's very like professional or like achievement oriented. And I think I just worry about us and our generation because I just hope we're really looking after ourselves
and not just doing things and just that, to do and burn ourselves out just because we must reach
our life goals also depend on how we're doing
Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah, it's how we're actually doing. And to be honest, we can do all that running, all this running around, but I don't want to be or repeat the way our parents were, in a sense that we may be busier in terms of we have access to so many more things. Mm. However, like, we're not looking after ourselves physically. And you know how the older generation was, like, if anything's wrong, oh, yeah, I'll go to doctors next week. Yeah, or do you know what I mean? I'll do this next week. And it's like, okay, well, let's do this now. Or let's not even wait till we get to that point. Let's implement it in our lifestyle, in our diets, in our daily exercises, or monthly exercises. Because it's as important. We can't,
it's really important. We can't neglect our
work. Honestly,
for me, I've one thing that I know really works for me is going on walks.
Yes,
I
do really that. Enjoy that helps.
Walking.
Yeah.
It's just light. It's sometimes I don't even like take my phone. Yes, I just want to just take in the atmosphere, pray. Another thing I really am working on this year is upping my prayer life.
Yeah, same. Yeah.
Because prayer has always been something that we know it's good for us, but it's just what we see. It just seems boring, which is why at church events, the prayer meeting is always the least attended because it's just seen as boring. Yeah. But actually, it is so, so important. And I feel like a lot of the blessings that I have now, my friends have now, or just even, let's even talk about me, is due to my parents' prayers. Their prayers, the prayers that they pray repeatedly. People say my dad's a prayer machine because all he does is pray all the time. But I think just getting older, you realise how important it is to just take yourself and your friends and those around you in prayer.
And just to have that open dialogue with God in general as well.
Exactly.
You know, sometimes it's not always like praying for things, but just having conversations. Just speaking,
speaking to God.
It's healthy. But yeah, we're going to round up, guys. This was a good one. We could have went on longer.
As always.
But we do hope that this episode has helped you in some sort of way to just kind of like go on. It's okay if you don't have any goals set this year yet. We just want to enjoy your January and just settle in the year. Like, that's totally fine. And there's no set way to set your goals as
there
well.
Exactly.
Like, do what works for you.
Yeah.
You know, some people do all their goals, or they set one goal a month, or they set three goals for the year. Whatever works for you, do that. And just know that, like, we hope this is a good year for you.
Yeah,
we hope that you accomplish. And also have grace for yourself. Like, if you get to the end of the year and you have not accomplished everything, ma'am, it's okay. It's life.
We go again.
Normally, you don't do every single thing. And it's okay to carry things over. And some things just take a long, they have a longer process than others. So that's totally okay. And we hope you guys have a great 2023.
Yeah.
And we will see you in 2 weeks' time.
Yes.
For another episode of She's
and
in a
on that episode, we have a very special announcement.
You do. We're excited.
Keep your eyes. Was it ears peeled?
No. Keep your ears and eyes peeled.
Ears and eyes peeled. So, because we have social media too. So, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, guys. We'll see you in 2 weeks. Have a nice month.
Bye.
Five star rating, please.
Oh, yeah.
Bye.
Bye.